In New Orleans, many families are living paycheck to paycheck. So when the start of school year comes around, the added cost of returning to the classroom can be a major burden. WWNO's Jess Clark reports.
Hey, my baby.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Shiondra Bailey lights up when her ninth grade daughter, Keandra, opens the door to their small ground floor apartment in Central City. Keandra just got home from volleyball practice. She's wearing volleyball shorts and over them a brand new white Oxford, the green Cohen College Prep emblem embroidered over the breast pocket.
Do you like your uniforms at Cohen?
Yeah, they're straight.
Keandra's okay with them, but finding a way to pay for this uniform was a major source of stress for her mother. Bailey's catering service has slowed to a standstill. She says she and her partner are applying for jobs daily, but they both have criminal records, and that makes it really hard to find work.
I have a zero income right now, like zero income.
Bailey says she had to turn to family to get a pair of khaki uniform pants for each of her girls and a pair of black shoes. Cohen College Prep gives each student one free uniform shirt.
That was a major, major help just for the start.
But Bailey doesn't know how she's going to pay for more than one or two uniforms. And she's more worried about the fact that her electric bill is due in a few days.
I don't want it to get to that point with my child being here. I don't want her to, you know, come home and don't have no lights. I don't have no water.
August is the time of year parents are hit with school supply lists. You know, 12 glue sticks, 2 packs markers, 1 red folder, 1 green folder, and so on. Market research shows the average household spends nearly $700 a year on back-to-school shopping, the biggest expense being clothes and uniforms. That's a huge sum for most families, especially in New Orleans, where rents are on the rise and the median income for black households is just $25,000 a year.
Hi, Kate.
Okay. Kate Mihawk is the CEO of Crescent City Schools, which runs 3 charter schools in the city. She's in the front offices at Akili Academy, prepping for the start of the school year. Mihawk says her schools are aware of the pressure uniform costs create for families, and they try to find workarounds.
For one, we sell all of our uniforms in-house so that we can sell them at cost. And then if any family needs a uniform shirt, we have them talk to the main office, and usually we refer them to the social worker, because if a family that we don't, let's say a new family, needs a shirt, they probably have other needs as well.
This practice of providing uniform help to parents who ask is pretty common across New Orleans charter schools, including at Cohen College Prep, where Keandra goes to school. Of course, it requires that parents know they can ask for help. Bailey says she had no idea that was even an option. Mihawk also says she thinks uniforms can be affordable for families on a tight budget. Uniform khakis cost around $10 if you buy them at Walmart or other big box stores, and she says parents like them.
That's the feedback we get, because it's easy. You wake up in the morning, you put your red shirt on and your khaki pants and your black shoes, and you come to school.
Mihawk says it's also easier for schools because they don't have to worry about enforcing a dress code. And she says uniforms create a sense of community. Some school leaders say ideally they would be able to provide all the uniforms and supplies families need up front. But it would cost money, and the state hasn't increased its per-pupil funding in more than 10 years.
Things just cost more than they did 10 years ago in general, right? So without that increase, we are feeling very stretched.
Bailey feels stretched, too.
I just try to stay prayed up, and I try to keep everybody around me that I love prayed up.
Bailey says it would be easier and cheaper if her daughter could come to school in the clothes she already has. She's planning to reach out to school staff to see if they can give her some extra uniform shirts, but her immediate concern is keeping the lights and the AC on for her daughter. In New Orleans, I'm Jess Clark,